B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Someone has isolated the vocals of this track?
Or just unearthed the vocal track, yeah.
We've played tracks like that before. Beach Boys most notably.
Oh.
Right?
Beach Boys ones are unbelievable.
So are we ready to play this without the music?
Yeah.
So you watched it yesterday.
Yep.
We're blabbing about it right away.
So it's good.
All right, then. Let's hear this. Let's hear what it sounds like.
Party, you want to play it?
Oh, way to drop that on him right now.
This reminds me of like someone singing in a shower.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah,
it's in Carts for you.
Oh.
Were you going to tell him that before?
I can't talk back to him while he's doing headlines.
Why would you?
You can't talk back to me, period. Just
right.
Make that a rule in your life.
Sure, sit down, son.
1 p.m., it's on the rundown.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Could have told them like 10 minutes ago. Reminder.
We don't speak outside of the show.
I really don't.
God. All right, yeah, let's hear it.
Ooh, I bet you're wondering how I knew about your plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise. When I found out yesterday, don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine. Oh, I heard it through the grapevine. Oh, I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, well.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay.
No auto tune, no messing around. Now, probably.
And you can hear him keeping the beat.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Like tapping his foot or something in the studio. But
tippity tap.
There's probably multiple takes. This is probably edited together a little bit, but there's no, again, there's no auto tune. There's nobody technically going in there and helping him, you know, hit those notes.
I know a man ain't supposed to cry, but these tears I can't hold inside. Losing you within my life, you see, 'cause you mean that much to me. You could have told me yourself that you love someone else. Instead, I heard it through the grapevine. Not much longer would you be mine.
Nice end right there.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, like that.
Stop it.
Chris Cornell had some good stuff by himself, didn't he?
Oh, my. His solo acoustic stuff.
Oh, my God. The Sinead O'Connor stuff was great.
Oh, yeah, the Prince song.
Yeah.
Nothing compares to you.
Right.
His cover of that.
Oh.
Elvis Costello, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, does that. He did a version of Guns N' Roses' Patience.
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
That really is remarkable. It's great.
People say believe half of what you see, son, and none of what you hear. But I can't help being confused. If it's true, please tell me, dear, do you plan to let me go for the other guy you loved before? Don't you know I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer.
That's all we got. So T-Bone's here to ruin things now.
And that's news?
Yeah.
That's news? Here's what Sean Silver had to say. The Silver Fox on Twitter.
All right.
That's what that's where he does his tweeting from. He had this tweet yesterday. Is there a better greatest hit CD front to back than Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Greatest Hits?
Hmm. Right away, I thought Def Leppard Vault.
Is there a better greatest hits CD? That's his question.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go through track by track. We're not going to listen to them, but we'll start with American Girl. Pretty strong start.
Yeah, hell of a start.
Then you go into Breakdown. Pretty strong. I like it. Take the tempo down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Followed by Listen to Her Heart, I Need to Know, Refugee, Don't Do Me Like That, Even the Losers, Here Comes My Girl, and The Waiting. We're halfway through.
We're halfway through the album.
Right? Halfway through
this
the album.
This is all on one disc, by the way. This is not a double disc. One disc.
You Got Lucky, Don't Come Around Here No More, I Won't Back Down, Running on a Dream, Free Fallin', Learning to Fly, Into the Great Wide Open, Mary Jane's Last Dance, and Something in the Air.
It's ridiculous.
It's
a ridiculous album. Jim Lout and I have talked about this before. I don't know if we've ever talked about it on the air, but we already agree with this take. We've had this conversation.
About Tom Petty's greatest
hits? About the Tom Petty Greatest Hits album, because if you were of a certain age in the 90s, like, everybody had it. Everybody had that one. That was one you had. Whether you bought it or you stole it from BMG Music Service,
yeah,
you had that one, Hardy. That was in everybody's CD collection.
Now, I know Steve Miller Band's Greatest Hits was one of the top-selling albums, might still be, like, even...
It's in the conversation.
Up until a few years ago, it'd make the Billboard Top 200 chart every year.
Do you want to know what's one of the best-selling albums ever in the history of the United States?
What?
Well, there's a lot of them. Eagles' Greatest Hits.
Eagles.
Peter Frampton Comes Alive.
The Eagles' Greatest Hits, 1971 to 1975, is the best-selling album ever in the United States, according to Billboard.
Yep.
It has sold over 38 million copies.
Which seems low.
Not a bad song, isn't it?
For the best-selling album all time ever in the U.S.
It does seem low.
And it's 38 million. I mean, it's great, but...
I want to make sure that's still up to date. Check. Yes, it is. 38 million. It is 38 times platinum. And Michael Jackson's Thriller is number two at 33 million.
Wow.
The Eagles also have the number three spot on the list, Hotel California, with 26 million copies. Oh, my God. The Eagles have two of the top three spots. Do you know what's number four on the list? AC/DC.
Back in Black.
Back in Black. Zoe, you familiar with that album?
Oh, yeah. Love that album.
I love that album.
Angus.
Don't.
25 million copies sold.
He was an artist, too, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah. Cartoonist.
Led Zeppelin 4 was 23 million albums. Fleetwood Mac Rumors, number 6.
Oh, God.
Is Bob Marley legend up there? Everyone had that album. Legend,
one,
the best
too.
Of Bob Marley.
Yeah, that's an excellent one. But these I was just giving you all-time best albums. Bob Marley's a good one, but the Petty one for me. Like, I've already had this conversation.
Oh, no. I'm taking Petty over Bob Marley in terms of great. I'm just talking about the greatest hits albums that everybody seemed to have.
I'm just wondering if anyone else has any other real contenders.
There's a Simon & Garfunkel Greatest Hits that's really good.
Journey's got one, right?
Nah, I'd go with Escape. I'd take Escape over any Journey's Greatest Hits.
What about Rush Chronicles?
No. Mm-hmm.
Brian's in Leominster with something for Hardy. Yeah. Hey, Brian.
So I got a good story. Back when BCN was still a thing, Hardy was there, and I got tickets to go see, or not tickets, or passes, to go see Chris Cornell in studio.
Oof.
And the guy looked at me sideways because it was Robbie Roadsteamer's days there. So I had him sign Hardy's favorite iced coffee cup that said, "Suck it, Hardy, Chris Cornell." And then he threw it away.
Who threw it away?
I thought it was trash.
Cornell threw it away?
Robbie.
No, Hardy threw it away.
Hardy threw it away.
What am I? All right.
Yes, he did.
Who signed it? Chris Cornell?
Chris Cornell signed the coffee cup, suck it hardy, Chris Cornell, and you threw it away.
How do you know I threw it away? Were you watching me?
He was there. He watched you. The zone 2 eyes.
You told me. You had told me. I don't know, because I called in later that week. I won Blink 182 and Follow.
Oh, lucky.
And I told you that I was the same guy that got you that coffee cup, and you said that some intern dropped off in your desk. You didn't look at it, and you threw it away.
Oh, well, sorry. Oh.
Well, now.
Nope. Sorry again, Brian. Wow, you had a personalized, autographed coffee cup.
From Chris Cornell.
Yeah, that would look great on Jim's shelf right
that
now.
That sure would.
That would be a nice
really
one.
That'd
be in a middle spot.
Taller than the 5 inches, though.
Depends on what size coffee.
Nah, it was a medium.
Cut the top off.
If he was really staying true to my heart, it would have been a medium blueberry iced coffee. Mm. Empty.
How was the Chris Cornell in studio performance?
Unreal. I think Super Blonde Blonde only came to one in studio ever, and it happened to be that one because it was Chris Cornell.
How many people?
In addition to being maybe the greatest singer out of all the 90s alternative and grunge acts, easy on the eyes, that man.
Mm.
Handsome. Real dreamboat.
Oh, she had it in for him, huh?
Handsome.
Everybody did.
What do you know? You bring up something silly like this, and what do we have?
Loaded lines.
Loaded lines.
All right, good.
We'll empty him out next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatles.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I like this song.
Sean Silver suggests that this is the best greatest hits album ever. That would be Tom Petty,
Man with
and
a Bike,
the Heartbreakers.
Man that rides a bike.
I don't have a good defense for any other album. There's a lot of good greatest hits albums, but we went through that one track by track. It's unbelievable.
Mike is in the car. Mike.
Oh, guys, how's it going? Great show. I got to say, one of the obvious ones. Bob Seger's Ultimate Hits, 23 tracks.
Okay, Bob, not going to make the same mistake I made a couple of years ago. He said Bob Seger's Greatest Hits, something about there being 23 tracks on it.
There's one that I just looked up that's 18, or that's 12 tracks. Roll Me Away, Night Moves, Turn the Page Live, You'll Accompany Me, Hollywood Nights, Still the Same, Old Time Rock and Roll, We've Got Tonight, Against the Wind, Main Street, The Fire Inside, and Like a Rock.
Oh, my God.
You want to put someone up toe-to-toe with Tom Petty? That's a contender.
Yeah.
And that's not even the one that guy's talking about.
I'm not a Bob Seger guy.
Andrew in Lakeville. Andrew.
Yeah, I got CCR. You got to look up that Greatest Hits track list.
All right, I'll do it. Best of CCR.
It's also two. It's a double disc.
Have you ever seen The Rain, Fortunate Son, Proud Mary, Bad Moon Rising?
When you need two discs, you need to be better than CCR.
Looking Out My Back Door, Who'll Stop the Rain, Born on the Bayou.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty good.
Why the two discs?
Midnight Special. Oh, Midnight Special's in there.
Dan and Uxbridge.
You know what it is? It's whatever mood you're in.
Dan?
Too. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jackson Brown.
Jackson Brown. What? Come on. Please.
Jackson Brown.
Yeah, no, Jackson Brown
Jackson
for sure.
Brown.
Come on. Get real. We're talking about major leagues over here. Talking about the pros.
You're going to call the Adam Jones show.
That's like me bringing up the 37-0 German soccer team.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let's do a few tracks. Stay, Somebody's Baby, Running on Empty.
Running on empty.
Doctor My Eyes, The Pretender, Tender is the Night. It's better than you want to give it credit.
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't.
Is it better than Tom Petty?
No.
Is it better than
it's wild card? Is it Bob Seger?
Is it better than Bob Seger? No.
It's wild card weekend. They're not getting the bye. It's that's a 9-7 team. It's a good season.
It's a nice. You won
the
nice
AFC. You won the AFC South. Congratulations.
Now listen. Let's go to Alex in the car. Alex,
how are you doing, guys?
Good.
So about like the whole thing about the PS4 is because like there was actually an event Sony streamed on Twitch about pre-ordering, and it was basically Black Friday all over online. And I have some friends that tried to order it and were running to the exact. Was like online Black Friday. You're talking about?
Yeah. What about esports though? What happened to esports?
About the Overwatch League thing. Granted, there could be other calls that say, but like from my end,
I don't know what we're talking about here anymore.
But so we're having fun talking about Greatest Hits albums.
Doesn't Touch and Rich have the esports team in?
Eric in the car on Greatest Hits album.
I haven't looked it up, but I feel like doesn't Queen have like an amazing one? So maybe Hardy can look that up.
I will. I will have it up right now. Okay. And it is. It starts with Killer Queen.
Good one.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Da-da-da-ba-ba. You're My Best Friend, Somebody to Love, Tie Your Mother Down, We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You, and We Will Rock You Live.
Pressure.
Spread Your Way. Then you get into the weird stuff. Bicycle Race, I could deal without that. Fat Bottom Girls, Don't Stop Me Now, Love My Life, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, I could do without that. Save Me, Play the Game, Another One Bites the Dust. And Flash, inspired choice, putting Flash on there from the Flash Gordon soundtrack.
Okay. Lonnie on the South Shore. Lonnie.
Hey.
Hey.
Lonnie said U2, Greatest Hits. I believe they divided theirs into two albums. There's an original U2 Greatest Hits, and then there was another one later.
It's almost like too much.
But no, we know U2 well enough to where we want the album. Like when I put on, I want to listen to Unforgettable Fire start to finish, or Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree.
I don't want to hear Where the Streets Have No Name right next to something from Zooropa. No, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want,
I want old U2.
Tom in Worcester, what's the greatest hits album?
Hardy, I don't know if it's considered a greatest hits album, but The Kids Are All Right by The Who is a pretty solid record.
That's excellent. Yeah, there's a couple of Who greatest hits compilations. Yeah, Zoe doesn't like The Who.
I can't stand The Who.
I'm going to do a song just for Zoe.
Okay.
But it's going to be a Who song.
All right.
No?
Yes.
I need firewood.
I like that.
All right, I got some for you, buddy. I'll hook you up.
All right,
brother.
I'll talk to you later, guys.
Text me
bye,
later.
Tom. See you, Tommy. My Generation into I Can't Explain, Happy Jack, I Can See for Miles, Magic Bus, Long Live Rock, Anyway, Anyhow, Anywhere.
Where does he get all the firewood?
I was wondering, where does he... Shows up, all he takes is gas.
Where does he get it all?
Bob O'Reilly.
You got to stack it yourself.
Pinball Wizard.
Yeah, but whatever. I'm just wondering where it all comes
from. It's good wood.
Joined together.
It's good wood. It's good wood.
Seasoned.
Won't get
it's hard to find seasoned wood. Like, you get fresh cut wood, but it's the seasoned wood. You like that thing. I got the matchsticks L.L. Bean. You get them little matchsticks in there.
Shane, who are you on there? I don't understand.
Rich in Bristol. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Richard.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
All right, this may be a little bit past your time, but Greatest Hits, Steely Dan, Do It Again, Reeling in the Years, My Old School, Showbiz Kids, Ricky Don't Lose That Number.
It's the only one you got.
And this is where they should have stopped, because they go into a bunch of, I don't know these, Pretzel Logic, Any Major Dude.
They come back.
There's at least five.
You got any Deacon Blues in there or what?
Are you a Steely Dan guy or not really?
No.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, see, it doesn't have broad appeal.
I used to hang out with these older kids at work. They used to smoke cigarettes and hide their beer.
What?
They were Steely. Okay. And they wore out their Steely Dan record, and it just made me hate Steely Dan.
Because they drank beers and smoked cigarettes?
No, because like, oh, it's great music, man. It's great stuff. It's cool. Like, no, I don't want cigarettes. I don't want beer, and I don't want to listen to that. I don't know why I hung up on them. So the kids in the neighborhood.
Okay. John in Northborough. Hi, John.
So what's up?
Hi.
I can't argue Bob Seger's probably the best one ever, but Elton John's first greatest hits album is pretty strong.
That's gotta be
up there.
Hardy, track listing.
Gordy.
Thank you. Gordy. Gordy.
Greatest hits to Elton John. Your song, Daniel. Honky Cat, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Side 2, Rocket Man, Benny and the Jets, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Border Song, and Crocodile Rock.
Night-night.
Now, see.
Hardy, that's a real contender.
Where's Tiny Dancer?
Listen, they're playing in the AFC title game.
This is just the first one he put out.
Where's Tiny Dancer?
Here's the problem with Elton John. Same problem.
What year did that come out?
Tiny Dancer wasn't even made yet.
1974.
Tiny Dancer didn't.
That's only 74.
He put that one together in the early 70s, the first half of the decade.
So he could do multiples. Prince tried to do the hits. You remember that? That was 3 CDs. And it was like, it was too much spread out over 3 CDs. He'd take like one of them. It's like, where's the one with Erotic City?
I
misplaced that one. No, that's not on the same one with the stuff from like 1999. And
Purple Rain. Go back to the Purple Rain.
Right.
Mm.
Right. Too much. It's too much for greatest hits. It's too much.
Peter in Fitchburg. Peter.
If someone calls and says Madonna, I'm freaking leaving.
Along the same lines as Elton John, what do you got, Peter?
Oh, the Immaculate Collection.
Shut up.
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Good, Peter.
Yes.
That's good. I know it's a double CD, but Billy Joel's Greatest Hits Volume 1 and 2 released July 1st of 85. Mm.
It's got a lot of great tracks on it.
It does. I get tired of the piano.
I just get... I'm down on... Greatest hits that require multiple albums.
Okay, just let me run Hardy
described with Prince.
Okay, but just for contender purposes.
Contender purposes, yes.
Piano Man, Say Goodbye to Hollywood, New York State of Mind, The Stranger, Just the Way You Are. Side 2, Moving Out, Only the Good Die Young, She's Always a Woman, My Life, Big Shot, You May Be Right.
Jesus, those are all big hits.
Side 3, It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, Don't Ask Me Why, Pressure, Allentown, Goodnight Saigon.
San Francisco and you're in the NFC title game.
Side 4, Tell Her About It, Doo-Wop, 80s Doo-Wop, Billy Joel Sucks, Uptown Girl, The Longest Time, You're Only Human, and The Night Is Still Young.
See, that late Billy Joel killed him for me.
Throwaway Side 4, and... That's a hell of a contender there.
No!
We are Uptown Girl. Let's keep it in the 80s and let's keep it Billy Joel.
That killed it.
For the longest time, if you said goodbye to me tonight.
Okay, we're fine.
Checking the headlines. We'll be back with more of your lovely telephone calls.
T-Bone ruins everything.
And we have these takeaways coming up. As well. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
That hasn't happened for the longest time.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics play tonight. It's
your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out.
You know what?
She was a black
Seger might be able to pop the upset divisional round on the road.
Way up high.
Be the Tennessee Titans.
Way up high.
Good road team. Good road team in the playoffs right here.
Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy.
Hardy, see, people keep tweeting in. Frank Sinatra greatest hits and Beastie Boys analogy. It doesn't apply, right?
I don't know from Frank Sinatra, and I don't know about any Beastie Boys greatest hits either. I mean, I'm sure there's something out there, but
it can't hold to some of these, like the numbers of them. No. Like the Elton John. My God.
I love Beastie Boys, but again, that's an album.
Hits. I didn't think Seger had as many hits as he does. Jesus.
It's good.
Pat and Franklin, go ahead.
Tom ruined Billy Joel.
Okay, I got two from the 80s that are going to be high wild card contenders. Number one, Steve Winwood Chronicles.
Ooh, really?
And number two, Hall & Oates, Rock and Soul Part 1. They are awesome. are so good.
You okay?
Steve Winwood Chronicles. Wake me up while you see a chance. Okay, we know that song. While you see a chance.
Take it.
Vacant chair, help me, angel. Valerie.
Valerie.
Ark of a Diver, Higher Love.
Yeah. Ooh, Higher Love's a good jam.
I don't think so.
When you think about
I think Joe and Salty will have a better suggestion for us.
Joe.
Oh, Joe and Quincy?
Joe and Quincy?
Okay, same thing.
Yeah. Bob Marley, legend.
Yeah, we
said. Yeah, we mentioned that. It's a good one. It is a good one. Here's Rich in Plymouth with something similar on Hall & Oates. What do you got, Rich?
I'm thinking Hall & Oates has to be brought up for discussion.
Hall & Oates.
All right, so the Hall & Oates Greatest Hits album.
Not enough.
Rock and Soul Part 1.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, we're about to find out. I mean, I can't imagine it's going to hold a can. I mean, is it really going to go up against?
No.
No, but it might be good.
Come on.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, you got to know it. Like you say.
They got a lot of hits.
You go down to Elton John.
Here it is.
Go, whoa.
They got a lot of hits.
Oh, no, that's Greatest Hits Live. Damn it.
Damn it, Hardy. Gaudy, get the right track list up.
About Madonna, the Immaculate Collection.
Why do you keep bringing that up?
Because you'd be...
Here it is. I have the
you'd
list.
You'd be surprised
ready?
How many hits she has
Sarah,
on there.
How many what?
How many number one hits she has on those albums.
And Tom heard that, too.
I heard it.
Here's the track listing. Very Best of Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Yeah.
Sarah Smile. Good one. Rich Girl. It's a Laugh.
Ha ha.
Just stop right now.
Wait for Me.
It's over.
Stop.
Kiss on My List.
Yeah. No.
You Make My Dreams. Private Eyes. I Can't Go for That.
See, there's too many of these songs I just never liked. I didn't like Private Eyes. I don't like You Can't Go.
They're all kind of the same, too.
Maneater? Come on, you love a good
Maneater. Oh, she'll eat you up.
Speaking of Maneater, did you see Miley Cyrus perform that this week?
No, where?
I think she was on with Fallon.
No. She's a dirty girl.
She can sing.
Oh, yeah, she can sing.
Oh, yeah,
Ever since she sat on that wrecking ball.
Ever since she did the thing with Robin Thicke.
That did not a good look for her.
That was off-putting.
She's a turn-off. Turn-off. Ugh.
What is your problem?
Miley Cyrus, just turn-off.
Why?
The thing with Robin Thicke was weird.
She's all clickbait. I'm going to do something just to get noticed. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you see there were co-entertainers of the year named at the CMAs last night? One of the morning news programs led with that. I'm like, would you get out of here with your stupid nonsense? First time in CMA history. Watch out, boys. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater.
Okay.
How many cigarettes you have a day?
I think you can. Yeah, seriously. And I think you
why
can
are you so down on Miley?
I'm just down on her.
Take the tempo down a little bit.
I used to be big Hannah Montana fan.
A little fast.
Big Hannah Montana fan. And then she went like, I'm going to turn into Bad Girl. Nasty.
You're a big fan of the Hannah Montana days.
Yeah. It's like, hey.
His generation.
Shut up, Tom.
Let's see. What do we have here on the board that is still left?
What do you think Miley Cyrus would do to B-Rob? Like, if you locked them two in a closet for like 3 minutes.
Oh, so hot. Bon Jovi Greatest Hits.
Oh!
Says James Duquette.
Katie in New York says the Beatles, but did the Beatles really have a Greatest Hits album?
They did. The Hits album that came out in the 90s. It was huge.
Count.
Yeah. When I think of Greatest Hits, I think of driving to Providence from New York with my mom, and she'd always play Cats and Tennille, Billy Joel, and Elton John's Greatest Hits, but my all-time favorite is The Beatles' 20 Greatest Hits, and that came out in 1982, before I was born.
82?
What is the arrangement on that? I don't even know that I've ever seen that.
Probably with The
album.
Beatles, you got to go from like their Brit pop invasion days all the way up through like Sgt. Pepper's.
They get weird at Sgt. Pepper's. That's how I even talked to Chachi about that.
All right. I'm no particular Bon Jovi fan, but listen to the track listing of the Bon Jovi Greatest Hits. You ready for this, Zoe?
Runaway.
Living on a Prayer. You Give Love a Bad Name. It's My Life. Have a nice day. Wanted Dead or Alive, Bad Medicine. You Weren't Born to Follow. I'll Be There for You, Born to Be My Baby, Blaze of Glory. Who Says You Can't Go Home, Lay Your Hands on Me, Always Run Away. What do you got?
It's pretty good, but it's Love Rocky. Sorry. I love him.
Okay. Here's a good one from Bryce.
I'd put Elton John ahead of him. Go ahead.
Bryce.
Hey, yo. Tupac, Greatest Hits.
Good one, but it's double disc. Oh. It's two albums.
Which one? I didn't even hear what he said.
Tupac's Greatest Hits.
Oh.
Huge seller. Two albums. It's automatically discounted when you need two albums to
like
do
Temptations.
It.
Oh, what about Sam Cooke?
What about Sam
Cooke? Cooke's got some good songs. He's got Greatest Hits. I have his album. Another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. Got some money because I just got paid.
I heard that in its entirety the other day just because it popped on and I listened to it. What a song.
I was born by the river.
Here's one for Zoe. Song. Yeah. Fitz and Topsfield. What do you got?
Pete Zoe. Sup, Zoe.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, you are correct. Tom Petty is the best album for the greatest hits, but you're leaving out a very, very popular one that needs to be said, and it is the very best of Neil Diamond. Look that up.
Not the best of, the very best of.
Yeah.
The very best of Neil Diamond. Look it up, and you'll be floored, I promise.
I watched him do a live version of Coming to America last night, and he had a red shirt on with leather pants, and it was good.
You were watching this last night?
Watched it last night.
Really? Where was that?
On Facebook videos. Far.
Wouldn't you love to see what the algorithms have picked out for Zoe?
The what?
The algorithms.
What the hell's that?
Exactly. You don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
that one came up for you out of the blue.
It's our jam.
Jeff in Vermont. Hey, Jeff.
How about Hot Rocks, the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Listen to it.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
See you, buddy.
That is a 1964 to 1971 compilation.
Does 40 licks count? Wasn't that?
Time Is on My Side, Heart of Stone, Play with Fire, Satisfaction.
I'm all set.
Tears Go By, Mother's Little Helper. I never liked that. I never liked 19th Nervous Breakdown. Painted, but yeah. That's all the stuff from the 60s. It's just tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
We can do it.
Steve in New Hampshire. Hi, Steve.
Stevie.
Hey, how about David Bowie, Changes Bowie?
Yep. Someone mentioned that one. I don't think it's going to.
It's not going to hold. We got some heavy hitters in here.
Jacob is in Dorchester. Jacob?
Yes. You guys are forgetting Mike and the Mechanics.
Oh, the Living Years. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bowie, Changes Bowie, Space Oddity, Changes, Ziggy Stardust, Suffragette City, Rebel Rebel, Young Americans, Fame, Golden Years, Ashes to Ashes, Let's Dance, China pretty Girl, good. Modern Love, Blue Jean. Pretty solid.
That's actually really good.
It's pretty solid. It's not going to dethrone Tom Petty, though, or Bob Seger. What are you eating, Zoe?
I think the phone's crashed. Phones cracked?
Phones crashed over this segment.
We have so many calls.
We crashed the phones on Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
I think they crashed.
This is awesome.
They're not updating properly. Yeah, no, I think we crashed them. It's unbelievable. We had a good call volume throughout the whole show today.
I'm shocked by the Billy Joel one.
Shocked how?
Like when it was first mentioned, I'm like, oh, no, it's not going to hold. And then you go through the list and the amount of songs he had, and you're like, yeah, it holds. I'm not a Billy Joel guy. About Def Leppard Vault.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
They've had like,
circling
dude,
back.
They
to
had
that,
like 12 number one hits.
I
know it's Def Leppard.
You're going to put a hair metal band up against Petty or Bob Seger?
No, I get it. Bob
even
Seger.
Billy Joel or Elton John?
I'd give you the nod on that. I'd defer.
I mean, I would honestly listen to the Eagles' Greatest Hits before I'd listen to a Def Leppard Greatest Hits.
I'd listen to Def Leppard over Eagles.
Let's get to
today's takeaways
right now.
Hey,
the gift.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now. Damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you
could be
wrong.
The gift.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
You can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with give it to me. And Bertrand on 98.5.
Give it to me.
Sports Hub.
Give me the stuff. Funky stuff.
Schwa! All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. September is here. Now you're settling into that new routine. Why not make losing weight part of that new routine and allow Wake 180 to do it? Check it out. Free support for life. Fast weight loss at Wake180WeightLoss.com.
Okay, a couple of items here today. T-Bone, what do we have?
We had a discussion on Fig Newtons.
Yes, we did. Let's hear it.
You should be dunking your fig.
I think you should.
No. I don't think so.
What about milk?
It's dunkable.
What about milk?
What about milk? What does that have to do with anything?
I used to eat vanilla wafers dunked in milk, and it was so good when I was a kid.
Oh, I love
it. I would hold them in to the point where right when it's ready to disintegrate, you pull it out and just put it in your mouth, and psh, like it's an explosion. See?
Fig Newtons.
You want a special end
you
of...
You can dunk them.
You want a special end of summer getting into fall treat?
Yeah, sure.
Get yourself some banana-flavored ice cream. Go to a place that has the different toppings. Get some vanilla wafers in there.
Yeah. I used to make little mini ice cream sandwiches with vanilla wafers.
Oh.
Yeah. Just...
Just vanilla.
Cut a circle of ice cream out. Just, you know, cut the ice cream out of the... you have to... Never mind.
No, how would you get that perfect little disc of ice cream?
Oh, I would... Cut it flat out of... you can't get a tub of ice cream. You have to get the box ice cream.
Yeah.
And you open, you slice it with a hot knife. You slice a little strip down. And then you lay it flat on
Do they still make the boxes of ice cream? Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Friendly's definitely does. Then you take a steak knife.
It's old school.
Make a circle.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, they do.
I think it's more of a...
Tub.
Wider tub.
So it's like tub. A oval tub.
Yeah, there's no like... No. Remember the box? You could unfold the whole box.
I've seen it in movies. I've seen it in movies.
That's the one you get the treat with the strawberry. What's that? The Neapolitan.
You got it.
Neapolitan. Nepalese coins.
Sort of like you today with Carpe Diem.
Oh, God.
A Carpet Diem. How was it that you said it again?
Well, carpet bagger.
Carpet. Is it somebody the captain at eSports?
I don't know what that means.
Is that one of Laos titles? Yo, Captain, my Captain. He's in there standing on his chair. Captain, my Captain. Dead Poets Society.
We know.
Carpe Diem.
Carp?
Whatever. Carpe Diem. Kappa?
Cappuccino.
Carpa. You say Carpa? Is that you?
I don't know.
Carpa.
I don't know. I really don't.
I think we should all go home tonight and watch Dead Poets Society. You want to have a rockin' Thursday night.
Celtics are on.
After the Celtics.
Celtics at 7.
Celtics are at 7. 7, not 8, not 6.
Who's going to win tonight?
7.
The Celtics are going to win.
That's right. And you can catch that right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So an abbreviated baseball reporters tonight. Yeah. Only.
I think they should do what we did today.
That thing's on life.
JD Martinez's batting average. We should do, what was the rating last night? Anybody watching?
Who watched?
And
what would make you watch?
It should be a giant countdown and celebration of the number of games left
for the elimination of the baseball season. Yeah, we should have an elimination party.
Tonight, 10 games left. Tomorrow, there will be 9. And that is better than 10. Felger Mazur coming your way next here on the Sports Hub Celtics tonight. And we've got a Football Friday on tap tomorrow.
Nice.
Perry. RJ Bell. Yeah, football. Talk to you then. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.